Aaron Pearsall joins us on Sports Byline. Aaron, of course, is a three-time Olympian, seven-time Olympic medalist with five golds and two silver. And in 2011, he announced his retirement at the age of 27, saying, "I ended up doing everything I set out to do." Is it kind of mind-blowing, Aaron, to retire from anything at 27?
Yes, that's why I'm hesitant to call it retirement, because that's such a strange word anyway. Probably more apropos to call it moving on, I would say.
You know, when you think about retirement, it seems like it's an end. Is it an end for you as far as competitive swimming, but there is still more to be accomplished in the sport in other ways?
Yes. The moving on aspect of retirement of it was from the competitive aspect, and there was always kind of an inclination that I'd like to stay involved to some degree. So,
and this was a family sport, because Haley, your sister, is a swimmer as well, right?
It is. We grew up swimming in Southern California together, and it was very much one of those things where it was just like a lifestyle. She was, in her own right, very good. She was a little stud, actually. We got to travel the world together, which was incredible.
What is the difference in the age between you two?
2 years. Actually, she's up there right now. She's in San Francisco. I think that she might be listening as we speak, so this is perfect. She's a little goober, too. I'll say that on the air.
Well, the reason why I ask that question is that the competitiveness that I find in families when you have multiple athletes, was there a lot of competitiveness between the two of you? Did you all motivate each other?
Yeah, you know, we did. But, you know, part of it, I think, was that we were boy and a girl, and so there wasn't that direct line of competitiveness, and we were at different ages, so there wasn't anything that was necessarily it was pretty easy along those lines. We definitely were competitive with each other, but we understood we were kind of doing different things. We couldn't be compared necessarily. We didn't try to compare each other.
I think about the commitment that young people make. I mean, I know swimming and tennis, those are all-consuming type of sports. If you do it when you're young, it could take up your whole life. How did you get any balance when you were young swimming, trying to develop in the sport?
Well, I think that's a very great question, actually. I think balance is a huge part of it. You know, swimming for me was a very small part of what it was I liked. I mean, I definitely at one point decided to put most of my time into it, but it was very important to kind of stay balanced, whether it be, you know, between my friends and my life at school was a huge aspect of that. And other things, other activities. I played a lot of other sports until I was 13 or 14. And just then started kind of dropping other sports off, but it kind of kept my mind, you know, fresh in that regard.
I had a friend of mine who was a competitive swimmer, not at the Olympic level, but he said one of the driving forces in him was guilt. And I said, "What did you mean by that?" He said, "I knew how much my family was giving up to make my dream come true, to be a competitive swimmer." And he said, "I felt guilty that if I didn't keep at it, that I'd be letting somebody down." And he said, that was a tough thing to have to shoulder.
That's something you want to try to avoid, actually. You know, that is an undue weight that you can put on yourself, and that's not necessarily realistic. I think ultimately, if you want to be able to have a pretty good perspective in it, it probably helps to be able to just think you're doing this, you know, for yourself. You don't owe anybody anything. It's hard, I think, if you feel like you do. Then it kind of, it warps the perspective a little bit. And I get it. A lot of people feel that way.
In all the disciplines in swimming, you gravitated toward the backstroke where you were so successful. Why that discipline?
Partly because it came very naturally to me. And it was something that I had an affinity towards, you know, even from a very young age, but it felt right. And I learned to love it in my own little way. And, And I learned how to do it in a way I didn't learn how to do any of the other strokes. And it was kind of something I built up a love for, actually. And it took me through my career.
At what point, Aaron, did you get Olympic serious? Now, what I mean by that is, I mean, obviously some people go into sports, and I've talked to football players, basketball players. I said, when did you really think you could do something special in your particular sport? When was that for you?
I was young. My coach sat me down when I was 13 and told me he thought I might be able to make the Olympic team 4 years from then. And I suppose right around then, you know, about as serious as a 13-year-old can get. But I think I started to kind of understand that, you know, that I was going to devote my time to that anyway. I was going to basically, you know, that was what I was going to be wanting to do for the next 4 years. And just kind of see how it goes. It certainly wasn't an end-all, be-all kind of thing, but it was enough of a possibility so that I gave it a go.
Your first Olympic Games was 2000. You were 17 years old. You win the silver medal in the 200-meter backstroke. But tell me about how awed you were by the whole Olympic experience at 17.
I was. It was one of the more spectacular things I can remember feeling in my career. You know, if not because swimming's so big in Australia, so that was a bit of a cultural shock for me, being in a place where swimming was so revered. And just the fervor behind something like the Olympic Games, you know, it's one thing to see it on TV, but it's nothing to be there. And so being such a young kid, just trying not to take it for granted, I think was the biggest thing. You know, like really trying to kind of get out and see as much as I could, just trying to understand, you know, that might be that one opportunity I get no matter what happens. I just remember trying to really soak it in as much as I could.
Was it easier for you 4 years later in Athens? Because you go to the 2004 Olympic Games, you win gold in the 100-meter, the 200-meter backstroke, and also the 4x100-meter medley relay. The experience 4 years earlier, did that make it more relaxing and easier for you to participate and compete in those Olympics then?
You did. If Sydney was a bit of a trial run, Athens was somewhere where I felt much more comfortable. And so therefore I felt like I knew more or less what I was doing around that time. I was much more experienced and my goals were different. You know, I wanted to win 3 gold medals in Athens. And so I was already a world record holder at that time too. And you know, I'd kind of grown into myself a little bit by then. And I certainly felt like I had something I wanted to accomplish. That was probably one of my best meets of my life, actually.
Then how did you approach the third Olympics in Beijing, where you also won 2 more gold medals? If you had the introduction in 2000 and then you felt comfortable 4 years later and then in 2008, how did you approach those games then?
That was maybe one of the hardest I had to approach. It was very, looking back on it now, certainly more objectively, I think it was something of, you know, how it was different than, you know, doing it for the first time. It was trying to do it again. And it's just a strange kind of change in perspective when that happens. It definitely felt like even more so, as certainly a great experience as it was kind of towards the tail end of my career as well. And so it was an interesting feeling of kind of, I don't know, there was, it was kind of a, it was in and of itself very unique. The team was great and, you know, I certainly felt like I swam as best I could there too. So it was great. It was a great meet, actually.
In about 45 seconds, is there any moment you take from your 3 Olympics that is kind of ingrained in your mind, Aaron, that when you sit back and you think about those Olympic Games, all 3 of them, that you kind of smile about?
Yes. Unfortunately, I have many of those, but there was one in particular that Well, I got disqualified in 2004 in one of my races, and I eventually got reinstated again. But that was maybe one of the more impactful lessons I learned in my career about why it was I did what I did, actually, because it made me realize I probably wasn't there for the medals after all. I was a great lesson in humility and in perspective, I think, from that point of view. And certainly I look back on that, and I think that's probably my favorite race. I do have the medal, but just the feeling of it being taken away and me actually not feeling as despondent as I felt I should have been was a bit of a lesson for me.
Aaron, I want to thank you for joining me. Take care. You're welcome here anytime on Sports Byline.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Aaron Pearsall, again, 5-time gold medalist in the Olympics in swimming. We continue on Sports Byline.